there's tremendous concern, Steve, about connections between the electrical grid and the internet. Obviously, anything connected to the internet, there's all sorts of ways that outsiders can get into it. And this is a real concern because someone, either a criminal hacker or a foreign government, could get into the U.S. electrical grid and not only mess around with it, but possibly turn out the lights for thousands and thousands of people. Now, that might seem inconceivable, but it's happened before in Ukraine in 2015 and 2016. Russia both times was blamed with carrying out actions that caused power to go out in that country.
Steve, did you get a sense that the Biden administration is also doing this perhaps in the wake of the SolarWinds hack, which was that massive attack on computers in the United States that the government has placed the blame on Russia?
Yeah, we've been asking officials about that, and they're denying that this is linked directly to the SolarWinds and the Microsoft Exchange software attacks and data breaches. They're saying that this is a bit of a pilot project to do this for other parts of the U.S. infrastructure. But when we see something like a 100-day plan rolled out, that obviously denotes a sense of urgency. And the National Security Council's describing this as an aggressive plan, but they believe that it is achievable, and both the government and the industry are pledging to work together to make some changes pretty quickly.
100 days is not a lot of time to get something done. What does the Biden administration have already planned to move forward to get their plan underway?
Well, they have cooperation with a number of groups that represent industry. Both the government and the utility industry have been talking about these sort of things for a long time. And there was some criticism by industry recently when this $2 trillion infrastructure plan was rolled out. And it really didn't seem to contain any money to try to bolster these systems. So what we're seeing today looks like a way to address that, although we're not seeing any dollar figures attached to it immediately.